With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila.
Irongo Governor Natalia Tswahoses has called for the urgent construction of a permanent government office park. She criticized the continued reliance on rented facilities that cost around 100,000 Namibia dollars per month, the Namibia Press Agency reports. Tswahoses said that property rental expenses in the Regional Council's 2025-26 budget are expected to more than double to 1.17 million Namibia dollars. AfriForum and the Southern African Agri Initiative, SAI, have announced plans to fight the Kill the Boer chant internationally, calling for targeted sanctions against EFF leader Julius Malema. They launched the Malema dossier earlier this week, detailing allegations of hate speech, corruption and support for terrorism, AfriForum's Ernst van Zyl.
Taking a stand against extremists such as Malema is an uphill battle. If you dare to draw international attention to farm murders and the politicians who encourage them, you are smeared and even investigated on charges of treason. However, AfriForum remains unintimidated and undeterred.
The Southern African Trees for Climate Adaptation and Resilience in partnership with Stellenbosch University is developing an open access bioinformatics toolkit to help policymakers, farmers and urban planners select indigenous tree species best suited for reforestation in the SADC region. The university's Guy Midgley explains how it will work. And the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Paris for a working dinner with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron for the Coalition of the Willing Summit in the French capital on Thursday. The talks are about agreements on security guarantees for Ukraine.
The meeting between the two presidents comes the day before another meeting of Ukraine's allies, which will provide them with a chance to stand together after Vladimir Putin stood with Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un in Beijing earlier on Wednesday at China's massive military parade. Kim Jong-un, who has sent weapons and troops to Russia for use in its ongoing invasion, told President Putin it was North Korea's fraternal duty to help Moscow. Ukraine's European allies want to maintain the momentum for peace from their talks with President Trump last month and following the US leader's own summit with Vladimir Putin. The allies also want to increase the pressure on President Putin to force him to come to the negotiating table. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.